On the line hanging out with me is Travis Mitchell, who is the president of Communities and Schools of Wake County. He's here to talk about the Smart Academy program and just the amazing things that they're going to be doing in children's lives, or the things they are currently doing. And of course, they are a proud sponsor of our Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Expo, which is coming December 14th. But they have something really, really big coming up this weekend, and we want to share that information with you. Hello, Travis. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great, Jared.
Well, you're doing great, and you guys are doing some amazing things for the youth with Communities in School and the Smart Academy program, and I had a chance to see a presentation of what you guys did, and anybody that knows me knows that I am about sowing into our youth, that they can have a bright future, they could be anything that they want to be, take off the limits, there are no limits, and you guys have a great, great program that we have to share with our community so that they can take advantage of it.
Well, thanks for giving us the opportunity to share. You know, I'm a product of the Wake County Public School System, and after spending about 18 years in media in Washington, D.C., and in Atlanta, you know, I thought, what better way to give back to the community than to help rally support to invest in the future leaders of tomorrow? And so through grants and other partnerships, we've been able to make homework assistance and reading and math enrichment available to our parents at a very, very low and discounted rate. So we have a smart weekend school for third through eighth graders that we deliver math and language arts enrichment on Saturday and Sunday. And we offer it during three-hour blocks. We do project-based learning, so students have to apply what they learn in science experiments. And we also do small group instruction and interactive instruction. And it's designed, Jerry, so that each student is put on an individualized lesson plan. We believe that every student can grow, and we shouldn't compare students in terms of their growth rate. So we put students, once we assess them, we put them on an individualized lesson plan that stimulates and fosters their student growth.
You know what I really like about that? Kids learn at different rates. Some kids may learn a little quicker than others. Some may need a little more time. So when you have this individual plan and you just work with them individually, that allows them to have a lot of success at whatever pace they go at.
Absolutely. And it also builds their confidence. You know, part of this whole process, when you come to the Smart Academy, it stands for Students Maximizing Academic Resources Through Technology. But the acronym is SMART. It lets every student coming through the door know two things. Number one, you are smart. Number two, failure is not an option. So what your responsibility is as a student is to invest in yourself. We need to teach our students how to grow, how to learn, how to become captains of industry, how to develop critical thinking skills, how to apply 21st century thinking skills so that they can become leaders of industry. Many times, and what we do in talking to parents, it's not enough for us to compare our students with national standards. The reality is that when you look at athletic prowess of America, in the Olympics, for instance, we have garnered over 1,000 gold medals in the Olympics, yet we are 31st out of industrial nations in math, 1,000 gold medals, but 23rd in science. I don't want the students in the Smart Academy just to measure up to their national counterparts elsewhere, because if they do so, they're still behind the rest of the industrialized world. We want them to understand that growth is your responsibility and opportunity if we provide the tools, and if you're going to be ahead 10, 15 years from now, you've got to make sure that you're competitive globally. And then, no matter what profession you're going to go in, you've got to have the fundamental tools to lead, the fundamental tools to think critically, the fundamental tools to apply and articulate a vision. You must be skilled in math. You must be skilled in science, in scientific methodology, and you must be able to articulate written and verbally so that you can communicate your message to people that you will be leading. And that's really what the long-term focus of the Smart Academy is all about.
Again, we're talking to Travis Mitchell, who is the president of Communities in School. We're talking about the Smart Academy. And Travis, one of the things that I like and I think is important is exposure, seeing new things outside of our communities, outside of our neighborhood. And I want you to touch on that because some of these programs, you guys take the kids on these field trips that are eye-opening experiences for them.
Well, we believe, Jerry, that first of all, that students, in order to think globally, have to get out of the box. You've got to be exposed to things outside of your immediate area. And so we believe that natural sciences, for instance, can be the gateway to innovation. During our SMART summer programming, when we started at the beginning of the summer, and in the SMART Academy, we have track out camp, we have weekend school, we have SMART evening instruction, and we have SMART summer camp, and we also have a end of grade camp. So one of the things we did in our SMART summer is we began to teach students how to explore their environment first and foremost locally. So we took them to Prairie Ridge Echo Station, we took them to Eno River Park in Durham, we took them to Umstead Park, and they began to investigate their natural surroundings. Once we taught them the principles of investigation and observation and the scientific methodology associated with natural sciences, we completed the summer by taking two busloads of students, 85% of which had never been to the Outer Banks. We took them to the Outer Banks where they explored the Oregon Inlet. They were also able to go to the North Carolina Aquarium and do squid dissection. Now, through our partnership with the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences and our partnership with the North Carolina Aquarium, funded by people like Biogen and GlaxoSmithKline and Duke Energy, we can make these opportunities available to students as a reward for the academic exercises and rigor that they go through during the regular week, but to also expose them to, here's an opportunity to practically apply what you've learned. And many of those students had never, ever seen the ocean water. So we made education not only relevant, but we also are teaching them that it can become transactional. And if you are going to be a scholar, then it can open up doors and opportunities that otherwise you may not be able to enter.
Well, Travis, what program right now do you really, really want to get our listeners' attention and get them involved, get their children signed up? When I found out that the tutoring could be as low as $10 an hour, I was like, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, that is very, very affordable.
Well, and our philosophy is we really want to make sure that we can offer these experiences as a partner to parents. We are offering this coming weekend an opportunity for parents to attend on Saturday at 8:30, from 8:30 to 12, and from 12:30 to 4. We're offering a special SMART day in partnership with Radio One, where parents can attend a 30-minute introduction to the SMART Academy and the SMART Weekend School. They can bring their 3rd through 8th graders and allow them to participate this weekend in our program at no charge so that they're able to experience what the SMART Academy is all about. Now, we have 50 slots left for the SMART Academy, and those slots we believe will be filling up fast when end-of-grade test results come out, as report cards have started to go home. And we've gotten some success stories that we like to share. We had one young man that's been with us less than a week, and he got tested again last week, and his reading proficiency scores jumped 30%. We have students that were failing in all five core classes or in three core classes who are now making the AB honor roll this past 9 weeks. So we've got some pretty good success stories that we like to share with parents, and, of course, we want to share with them what our SMART strategy is to accelerate their students toward their career goal.
If somebody wants to sign up, can you give us the who, what, where, when, and why, the time, location?
Absolutely. So we're at the Duke Energy Learning Center, which is in the Chavis Heights community, right across from Ligon Middle School. That's 781 Bright Creek Way. They can call us at 919-834-5663 for more information, or they can go to our website at www.ciswake.com. www.bills.org. But this Saturday from 8:30 to 12 p.m. and from 12:30 to 4 p.m.
Again, we're talking to Travis Mitchell, president of the Communities in Schools, and we're talking about the SMART Academy programs. Travis, thank you for giving us your time. I really, really appreciate it. What you guys are doing, amazing, and certainly is not only blessing the community, but the lives of young men and women that are going to go on to be the next greatest thing.
Thank you so much, Derek.